Hello, everybody. Happy New Year. Yeah, today we have another podcast by Fatima. I thought maybe this time around, I think I should at least correct just the pronunciation. I will not correct the grammar mistakes. When you listen to the podcast, you will like correct the grammar mistakes, but I feel like the pronunciation is the big problem in most podcasts that I hear. And I feel guilty not having to correct you because I feel like, yes, you listen to your podcast, but if you're not learning or seeing that you are doing mistakes, nobody is telling you that you're doing mistakes. There is no point to it, right? So from now on, whenever you send me a podcast, I will try to correct at least the pronunciation. I will not correct the grammar, just pronunciation. Okay. So that in the future, you do not make those mistakes again. Again, like commentary is interesting. So today's podcast is going to be about obesity. So the pronunciation, not obesity, it's O, obesity, obesity, right? Obesity, right? Not obesity, right? It's pronounced S. So obesity. And life changes. I mean, like most of you do not pronounce jizz, jizz at the end. So changes in English, S is pronounced. Everywhere, whenever you see an S, it is pronounced not like French. So life changes. And then the noun of you are, we have diabetes or diabetes. And the adjective is diabetic and diabetes as the disease, but the adjective, I am diabetic, for example. And then not hurt, it's heart, your heart, an organ. Heart diseases or heart disease, right? So heart, it's like an ah long heart disease, right? And the other mispronunciation is early death, okay? Not dead, death, early death, okay? And next pronunciation, it's lack, lack, not lake, lack of physical activity, right? And the next one in English, if we have P before S, P is always silent, right? So we don't say psychological, we say psychological. And again, the stress is on a L, psychological, right? And not anxiety, it's anxiety, right? Anxiety. And the last mispronunciation is blood vessels. Blood, not blood, it's blood vessels. Yeah, that was again a very good podcast. I appreciate it. Thank you, Fatima. This is your second podcast. And I wish all of you can get inspired and do more podcasts. Now you're going to be more inspired because there is going to be corrections. So you can listen to your own podcast and then look at the mistakes that you made in the podcast. Again, no grammar mistakes. I don't want to stress you too much, just mispronunciations. Okay. Hopefully you can improve on your mispronunciations. All right. I'll leave you with the podcast.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. To starting off, let me thank you, Teacher Zakaria, for giving me this opportunity to do this presentation. I'm aware that you are extremely busy at the moment, so please be patient with me for a couple of minutes. For those of you who doesn't know me, I'm Fatima Ayub, a student in Mr. Zakaria's class, and I work as a doctor. What I'd like to present to you today is about obesity. My topic is very important to you because it encouraged healthy lifestyle changes. I have divided my talk into three main parts: causes of obesity, health risk of obesity and social and economic impact, prevention and management. Did you know that over 1 billion people worldwide are living with obesity? That means nearly 1 in 8 people are affected. That means that increases the risk of heart disease, diabetes, and even early death. So, what are the causes of obesity? Obesity happens when the body stores more fat than it needs. This usually occurs because of several reasons together, not just one cause. Like, first, eating habits. Second, lack of physical activity, sitting for long hours without sport, without activity, using cars, phones, and screens most of the day. The third cause is hormone and medical problems, like hormonal changes in thyroid problem or menopause or insulin resistance, and also some disease that slow metabolism. The fourth cause is medication. Some medicines can cause weight gain, such as cortisone, some antidepressants, hormonal treatments. The fifth cause are emotional and psychological factors like stress, anxiety, depression, eating when sad, bored, or stressed. The sixth cause is poor sleep, less than 6-7 hours, or irregular sleep schedule. And the last cause is genetic, because some people gain weight more easily than others. What are the risks of obesity? We have health risk, social risk, and economic risk of obesity. For health risks, we have hearts and blood vessels like high blood pressures and heart disease. We have metabolic disease like diabetes, high cholesterol. We have bones pain. We have mental health, depression, low self-esteem. And we have cancer risk, like cancer of the breast, colon, or uterus. The social impact of obesity. Obesity can affect daily life and relationships. Many patients suffer emotionally, not just physically. The economic impact of obesity. Obesity can be costly for both individuals and society. The prevention and management. The prevention and management can be with healthy eating, like eating more vegetables and fruits, to reduce sugar, drink plenty of water, by regular physical activity at least 30 minutes per day, by healthy lifestyle like sleeping 7-8 hours per night, manage stress, and family prevention by encouraging children to be active, to limit screen time, to create healthy habits at home. So, as you can see, obesity is a chronic medical condition, not a personal failure. Treating obesity early helps improve quality of life, prevent serious disease, reduce emotional, social, and financial burden. Obesity can be treated early. Action makes the difference. Thank you.